adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
I got 11.
That's not enough.
In other words, I could use some healing at some point.
Only you guys would arrest it so he could have all the spells.
Well, he has that wand still, right?
Yes, I do.
Can you use that as many times
as
you
can? Lance, what did you get?
He has 11 charges.
Dustin?
17.
You should try to enter. Oh, you don't have your spell anymore, do you?
I have level David. 0 spells.
15.
I mean, I can try to interrupt his casting, but I definitely need to make sure I heal.
Okay. Yeah. I just meant if he tries to disappear again. Is that a spell that he casts?
I'm not sure. I would have to... Basically, it's like a spell... I mean, of course, up to Eric, finally, but it's like a spellcraft check.
Oh,
and then I have to cast it.
Damn,
I have to ready an action to cast a spell as soon as he casts it. If I succeed, it'll interrupt it.
Okay, Makoa.
Woo!
See, improved initiative.
You guys only can do half action since you're technically surprised at the moment.
Well, Makoa's going to be surprised.
Oh, I guess you're right. Surprise!
I'm hidden.
Surprise, you get a full turn.
No, I don't know. I think I can be surprised, but I just don't have flat-footed AC. I still get my full AC.
But yeah, that makes more sense. I don't know why you got to be on the DM side one time.
Yeah. Oh, I can't be surprised either.
Yeah, I just,
Mike gets an experience bonus this
time.
Yeah.
For honesty, which is outside of his character's alignment, which means a minus XP bonus.
Okay.
All
right, what's going on? What's going on?
Finding out if barbarians can be surprised.
Surprise again.
But come on, it'd be like the worst birthdays ever.
But it doesn't matter, does it?
Because it's a surprise round, so
oh.
You only get half actions.
Oh, okay.
See, if you weren't busy peeing, we could have done some perception checks. I mean, this wouldn't have happened.
I'm sure he would have been fine with his stealth of plus 22.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, maybe
I should have had any more of those
clippers. Yeah, I'm tired of this klepto. And my deity certainly is.
Does he have the quiver on him?
I'll let you do perception.
He turned it into a satchel.
I gotta be honest, I really don't know. I don't remember what that said in here.
It's probably under
the end of our
beginning. It's at the very beginning. It's at the very beginning going through like their.
Well, let's just say you're still considered flat footed, but you don't. You get to do the half action, but you're not flat footed.
Yeah, I still get my normal AC.
Yeah, let's just say we'll look it up.
Alright, yeah.
Well, I care, but.
Yeah.
All right, so I get a half action, so I only get like a standard.
So you can either move or that's about it.
Do you edit out these wolves in that?
All right.
No.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know.
Hey, I know you guys love us looking up rules.
Here.
Check that out.
If it's funny, sometimes I'll leave
guys here.
That's nothing to do with the game.
You're right there. Yep.
Okay. I'm just gonna move right up. I wish I could use a standard action right now.
I wave my axe menacingly.
You! Alright, Dustin.
So, what do you mean by half action? Just like I get
you
the standard or
you
move?
Either attack or move.
Okay. I'm right next to Kenny. Okay. I will touch him with my wand to moderate wounds.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
You got 10 charges left in that stomach?
I do now, yes. And he's just like, don't touch me. Oh, wait.
Your rod, it's so cold.
Oh, that's a percentage one.
I give you 10% life.
Hey,
sure.
Look at that.
Nice. 15, 17 points
yep.
back. Curse magic! David, with a 15.
Hunga manga. 18.
Miss.
Come
right.
back to me?
Yep.
Oh.
My lord.
shit. My lord. My lord.
I don't like this guy with a cold spear.
He's going to attack me again. I'm suffering.
He didn't move, so he gets a full attack.
That's what almost hit me last time. Attacks three times. Wait, is he, who's he attacking? Kenny or Kenny?
Kenny, don't you know that I'm going to kill you now? That's a definite hit.
Well, how high is your AC? Let's, you know, let's not jump to conclusions
here. You're probably going to die.
19.
What's your hit point?
I tried to heal you.
what, 12?
Hit point of 12?
No, yeah.
You healed your 17.
I thought you healed your 17.
17? I thought it was
17. It doesn't sound like it's going to help.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to help that much.
I didn't...
So 14 is what I've got left.
Wait, were you negative?
No, this is what I've... Minus 2, minus 12 now.
Oh, so I see what you're doing. Okay. I thought you were at max. Okay.
Don't die.
He stabbed you again. Does another stab. And that is like you're reeling back. He bites, like, into your neck.
Oh, what a jerk.
I did over 30 points of damage.
Oh, so I'm dead. Super, am I?
You're not, like, dead, though. How close are you to the Constitution?
What's your...
So what? Minus 40.
Yeah, he is beyond dead. He's completely dead.
Son of a bitch!
Wait, bro suddenly stirs in the...
I don't get raised for quite a while.
Where are you guys at? That sucks balls. Oh, shit.
He spits out, then he looks at you guys and spits out Kenny's throat.
I don't write a song for him.
Next!
I didn't get a chance.
Can you do hero point and come back to life?
What?
Can you do hero point?
Oh, you do have hero points.
Oh.
What does
that give me?
Hero points, you can avoid death.
Okay.
you're going to have to use...
I'm in.
You can use two of them.
Both death or two hero points.
Well, I don't know if I really want to use my hero points.
So you'll
save those.
So you're at... We'll save when he didn't bite your throat out. He's admitted. But you're going to be unconscious at zero.
That's fine.
Better than dead.
Yeah, better than dead. I'm at zero hit points in it.
Does he think he's dead, though?
Yeah, he thinks he's dead. So he falls down, and to be dramatic, the tip of your fingers fall into the quicksilver.
Oh, you're going to have mercury poison.
Don't lick your fingers.
Kenny dead.
No. Sucks balls. You guys might want to take my spear, by the way.
Makoa.
Yeah, I can probably make some money off of it.
All right, you notice that he's still got that glistening stuff going on him, too, from his blood.
So I don't even know, where are the hero points on here that I need to mark?
It's a bonus. It's like a different feature.
You got three.
It's not on here. It's like an addition.
Okay.
It's like an optional one. That's what I was trying to say. You get three.
Great.
Get one every time you level up, one time every time you do something heroish, but you can only have three men.
Alright, so what is he has one on two?
God.
What's that?
Sure. He has what on him?
It's like his blood. Remember when I over here I said he kind of like wiped it over himself? He's kind of glistening with that right now.
Okay, well, I'm just angry automatically.
Can
you get a rage?
Oh, I'm raging. He just killed our friend.
Raging. Yeah.
So raging right now.
I'm gonna rage hard.
Do it.
Not only I'm gonna be hard down.
I'm raging.
I'm gonna rage wow hard.
Got a blood boner going on.
Blood boner too.
Is that how he died? He touched him?
No, he stabbed
him. Oh, that's right.
I got stabbed twice and my throat ripped out.
Pretty much.
All right, yeah. So I'm like,
but then
I'm,
you put it
I'm raging
and
I'm gonna smash him with this axe. I guess I wasn't that angry when you died.
Because
I
love the royal reflex thing.
Alright.
You ate it. When your axe, like, misses, some of the blood stuff, like, gets on it, you see it steam a little bit. It doesn't look like it did any damage, but it, you have a feeling if a lot got on there, it would oxidize a little bit.
Oh, God. So did I totally miss him with my 4 plus 6, 13?
Yeah.
No, that's dumb. But I don't want to get oxidized.
Alright, Dustin, your go.
There's not much else I can do.
Do you have any, like, positive energy? This guy has to be evil, right?
It only affects undead.
Oh.
Trying to think if it's worthwhile healing Kenny, but if he's going to hit that hard,
yeah,
I don't want to waste the turn.
Let's see if we should have him out for 10 more damage.
Well, remember, that's a full attack.
Yeah, and plus, but Makoa's next to him.
Sure is.
Are you, how are you doing on health, Makoa?
I have 27 to 32.
Okay.
I wish it could have been at least Crowlock that died, because, I mean, happen.
So if I
just replace it,
yeah.
Hey guys, I tricked you. I was really Crowlock the whole time. I was in there.
Yeah, I was totally using disguise the whole time.
I'm really quite a lead the individual.
I'm not dead yet. I will be, but hopefully not. We're not gonna have a double party.
We have to start.
I think I jinxed it earlier today when I said that.
Well, I'm trying to think. So I can't. Do I feel like I could stand in this Quicksilver, whatever you call it?
You could stand.
And get flanking.
You could.
Because
I mean, it's only 3 feet wide.
Okay, but is there any possibility, would I need to roll to see that's going to hurt me in some sort of way, standing in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to do, like, a fortitude save.
Alright, well.
And then you
have to shove them in
the mercury. And if you fail it, you'll get mercury poisoning and you get cancer and.
Oh, shit.
You
lose
your mind, too. You'll die in 2d12 years of it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Ventures don't have that long lifespan anyway.
Yeah.
It's true. Cancer's, you know, whatever.
Of course, you do have cure disease.
You got a Hugh Quinn on this.
Cancer's not really a problem.
You got cure disease.
Alright, I'm going to move behind him. Swift action. I'm going to power up my gray morning star.
Okay.
And I'm going to bash the fuck out of his back. Alright, so...
What happened with the mercury around the crystal? I mean, just mercury around the crystal? There's
like
a mode of mercury. And
it's like going around it and, like, filling up, but...
it's not full.
It's not full, though.
Okay.
It's, like, going to take some time.
Come on, this has got
to
be good.
Okay. Well, since you didn't hit, it's still technically charged.
Okay. That's nice. So, yeah, I guess I'm done.
Hunga munga.
TPK.
TPK, baby.
No way. I bet he teleports away again. Come on, we gotta kill this guy. I am gonna kill this guy. You guys leave. I'm staying. Even if I die. Like, this is my mission.
Well,
he's dying. 12.
Can we just come down and kill him?
He points at McCullough and goes, "You are
Uh-oh.
Next!"
Oh, yeah, and I totally have a minus in my AC when I'm enraged, so that's not going to be...
Steadfast. It'll be fine.
Have faith in you.
That's right.
Just bite me.
Damn, I'm out of beard.
I needed my paint thinner. Oh, thank you.
What's your CM...
I'm raging right now, so it's 22 because I just get an extra. Yeah, my mod goes up to 6 when I'm raging.
He goes.
Yeah.
I will show you how a real tackle goes.
Oh God!
Since you wanted to get so close before, he gets like grabs you and holds him up against his skin.
This could be David's character in a different dimension.
Yeah. Oxidize me, Captain.
He's a cat.
Oxidize me, baby. TPK.
Do you have any metal on you?
Uh,
I'm wearing a chain shirt.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I thought you were in a leather.
No, I didn't put that on. I took it with me. I'm wearing a chain shirt.
It doesn't rust. It's like aluminum.
I was
going
to sell it, to be honest.
It's aluminum. It doesn't rust. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine, right?
You take 8 points of damage from the acid from
And
your chainmail melts off.
Yeah, why did I hate a chainmail?
God, what is with this campaign of naked orcs?
Yeah.
Now it's time to call my kobold friends.
Yeah, that should be a skill. You should be able to summon 3 kobolds at will.
Yeah, that's going to really hurt my AC with
Matoa.
Just stay angry. I'll promise I will buy you new chainmail.
I don't know how to calculate that.
That's a minus.
Yeah, it's just your minus your AC to your thing, and then another minus 2.
Chainmail is minus 4, so.
Is it? So I just take my.
Yeah, you just take your AC away.
So that's not good.
And you still have your minus 2.
Amen!
Alright, so he's still holding on to me?
Mm hmm.
Alright, well, I'm gonna attempt to break free.
Okay, it's CMB.
I say headbutt him.
Yeah, that's
Well, I'm raging still, so let's see. It's gonna be 9.
He's hulking out.
What is this? 8, 9 plus 9, 18.
18?
That was on that one.
You gotta just be like, you're next, brother! Just start doing the Hulk out.
Now we're in the ring!
Yeah.
He's able to keep a hold on you.
Yeah, that's dumb. Okay, should have tried harder, Makoa.
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to try to hit this guy in with
would
my fully powered.
Would Tavik get an attack of opportunity if you tried to grab him?
Oh my god, it's, I totally saw it.
What was that?
Would Tavik get an attack of opportunity if you tried to grab him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Tavik, you're right. Tavik, you get two attacks this round.
Oh yeah, it's like I have an awesome base attack bonus all of a sudden. Okay, come on, make this fucking good for once.
Yeah!
What was that? I didn't actually see it. I just pulled it.
17.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, that's a 20 total.
That's a hit.
Oh, it used to be 21, but you just hit.
And what do you get another attack because it's a full attack if you stay there?
That's
no,
all
I don't
really
have
high
a
high base attack.
Yeah, I've got a really shitty.
But
I'm gonna
give you 2 attacks because I forgot to say you get attack.
Okay, so this is plus the powered up. God damn it, I was real shitty.
5?
It's a... Yeah, 5. And then... Alright. I will do another quick action to power my...
Okay.
Badass Morningstar. Castlevania Morningstar. And,
Castlevania Morningstar.
That's a 14.
Yeah, that one will
work.
And then I will take, if it's okay, I'm going to take a 5 foot
step. Are you adding in the flank bonus too?
No, I didn't. So I rolled, that's a 16.
16,
Okay. I'll take a 5 foot step back also.
Okay.
Well, you should stay there so I get the flank bonus.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, Clifford, I love that. I was just worried. I was worried about his full attack because I feel like I'm going
to
get dropped.
In order to...
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Alright. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, I want to run and tackle him, so I'll let go.
Please get this.
Blue 42!
Say
hi!
That'll work!
Yes!
Yeah, yeah. Boom! Orc pile!
We gotta really
right.
Show you what we do.
I haven't seen this since Nob.
Curb stop him.
Alright, so you tackle him down.
Orc Pile is usually the show after the banana lady.
1d6.
In Thailand.
Plus your strength.
That will be 8.
Okay.
I need more headbutting.
He's gonna... Take it like a man. Okay.
Take it like a demon.
Makoa...
All right, so what's my predicament? My
so David. David jumped into him. Malor still has you held, but he's not as tightly held onto you.
And so is he like, okay, are we all standing up or we're all on the ground?
You guys
you're
are like all on the ground.
So is he like hugging both of us? Like,
well, no, I'm not talking about him and he's like,
no, Matt.
Are we literally
Patrick,
like in a three-way pile? Like,
kind of, yeah.
He's kind of the meat in the middle?
Yeah.
The demon.
The demon's holding
no, when
you
put it like that,
on top of the demon. You're like, God, I'm used to being in the middle here.
Who's the power? All
right, well, I'm going to try to get away from him. I'm going to try to break free here.
Do it.
What do I add here?
Yes.
Strength.
What's your rage, whatever?
So 23.
That'll work. Roll away.
That's actually 24, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. You get free, roll away.
Alright, so can I stand up then?
Yeah.
Alright, just more of my rage.
The rest of your armor fall. Ching-ching-ching-ching.
That's all I can do, right?
Yeah.
Because I stood up and broke through.
If you're not, we'll buy
you
more armor.
My weapon's sitting there, too. I don't know if you...
Yeah,
I still have it, but I don't think I'm going to have it for long. It's going to be the second time I've had a weapon oxidized.
Dustin...
This is going to be the first time.
All right. Missed last time, so...
You're
going to
get a +4 to hit since he's...
Yes. All right. Hopefully that actually means something.
Did you choke out a demon?
It's like a 12.
Like wrap the flaming.
You got any hero points? This would probably. The
Yeah. I'll definitely use a hero point. What is just a reroll?
I guess say you can roll like a d6 and add that to your roll.
Okay.
Up to hit.
So that's fucking 15 then.
Yeah, that's still
not. Well, can I use another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, but using him is better than dying.
Better
I should have used. Could I use one to like make one of those hits?
Not my life! God damn it! It's a 17.
All right, yeah, that's another.
Oh god!
But is that including like the +4 to pin me on a
game? Yeah, I just kept it. I just kept increasing it.
Okay. So. All right, yeah.
I'll be the honest player.
All right, David.
Hungamonga, and I just stab it right in his head.
You gotta roll a hit. Actually, no, you don't.
What?
Hold on a second.
What?
Hold on a second.
What?
Whoa.
I'm holding.
He's already
I'm
died.
I'm hearing pee. I'm holding.
Grapple.
I just killed him.
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you think he can't hear
you?
You
can inflict damage to your target equal to your unarmed strike, a natural attack, or an attack made with an armor spike or a light one-handed weapon. Damage can be either lethal or non-lethal. But you still got to roll to see if you still have him pinned.
Okay.
You need a -4 or something.
So I have him pinned.
Oh. Yeah, you do.
Oh, shit!
I have to confirm.
You can roll to see if you can do a crit with it. You're hungamonga.
With a +4, so
yeah.
That'd be 13, 17?
Yes!
Thanks to some hidden magic in your hungamonga.
I feel as though I'm already failing my duty.
That'll be 10.
Alright, I heard him pretty good.
Is
he?
He's not
dead.
Damn it!
You need to make a reflex save for me.
So this has got to be slightly embarrassing for him. I mean, he is in like a orc sandwich.
Yeah. 19.
Was.
I mean, how do you go back to
you're
hell or wherever you came from and explain to your explain to your leaders that you died while in the middle of like a
orc three way? Oh, that's not going to do anything. That'll be
yeah.
All
right, Dustin.
I didn't get to do anything either.
I'm sorry, McCullough.
All right, so he's grappling him on the ground.
Like should,
mm-hmm.
All right, so
he's
can I hit him without hitting him? Or
yeah, you can hit him.
All right. So I'm gonna great axe this bitch.
I'm good to do immediate damage.
Yeah.
Though.
Oh yeah. That's
yeah.
As long as
he keeps his grapple on, he can do immediate
yeah,
damage.
Yeah.
Just
fuck him up. I don't need to be alive for her.
Yeah, but I'm rolling really poorly, and that's the one thing. At
but
least
you
I
have to roll.
You
just roll to hit him.
18 plus a whole lot of shit, to be honest.
Whole lot of shit.
Yeah.
He's gonna hit.
Yeah. A whole lot of rage.
I don't care. Yeah. If you want to raise me back up, I.
So wait,
I'd
why do we
just...
get immediate damage?
Because he's grappled.
Because when you're grappled,
held down.
You can do immediate...
So should that have applied to my other turns?
No, not you, only David, because he's not grappling.
Okay.
Just throw him there.
That'll be 10 with my rage. Come on.
Kind of does... like it did before when you hit him. You see some of it kind of seal up. It doesn't look like it's sealing up as it used to be. Like the his little blood weird thing kind of screwed up his armor class a little bit. Or his resistance to you. Okay. Then it is dust and
glass. It's my holy fucking mission to kill this guy.
Oh, maybe.
So, you were giving me the 4 earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Is it still standing? Okay, so that is a 17. So, I don't think that's enough still.
So, 4. Alright, you got 4 of the 15.
And then the
what's your base hit?
3.
So that's 18.
So, oh, it's 18. Okay.
And you got your thing.
Yeah,
so, up,
so
that's a plus 1.
Okay.
So 19.
Yeah.
That hits.
Kill him.
I feel like it wasn't.
Right. Number crunch that shit.
Yeah, I felt like it wasn't that high. that's a. That's a
it was 2 1s. God
yeah,
damn it.
It's a 3 total. So this doesn't ignite him or anything?
It does. But I mean it's not really doing anything to him.
Okay.
I mean the initial flame hurts him. Holy flame does, but after that it doesn't. Alright, David.
There's only one worse roller than you, and that's Tyler.
Or I mean not hit, but you still got
Tyler rolls more ones than anybody I know.
Oh, for the grapple it's more. 23. 6. Plus my strength, 9. And I say, 4K!
Thank you.
Okay. He's really bleeding out now. Do another reflex save.
Yeah. Don't get the demon hurt.
I was 20.
He's like, ew, demon herbs. Dodges in time.
He says, no, I can't end like this, no!
Yes, you can!
Break out, but he's starting to fade away. So everybody's getting attack by opportunity on him.
Can I do the automatic hit?
Yeah, I have to try to do grapple thing to him again.
Okay. So 19.
He's got the other minus 4 to turn it on. So yeah, it's going to hit. Who else is going to hit him?
Yeah, I guess I'll just try to hit normally.
Ooh, you'll hit.
Hey! That's
hit.
A 21.
Yep, that'll hit.
22, I mean. Alright.
That'll just be a regular
hit. That's a, just a... Oh, well, I guess that's a 5, yeah.
I had a 4.
So, as David... kind of, he hung among them... Yeah, you already said it.
Okay, I can't remember. I'm just conscious of it.
David stabs him one more time. He kind of stiffens up and kind of his back kind of arches. And as his back arches, Dustin brings his mace down and like slams it.
Yes.
You hear it. You hear his, like cartilage and stuff or whatever it is on Damon's kind of crack. So like his torso is up, but it's like his lower half is like.
Yeah.
And you hear him like they make this ungodly scream.
Oh, it's godly.
and then like a little mist stuff comes out of his mouth and kind of.
So for Kenny, there's 13 and then plus 2, so
15.
Yep. And then you get another
D6.
That's gonna heal me all the way.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad I can roll okay and heals at least.
I think it got everything.
Your constitution goes down to...
Yeah, hopefully at least the battery was charged through that.
Yeah, it was on reserve power, so I think it might have still been going.
Okay, cool.
We can't have, like, a freebie.
Yeah, well...
I searched the body.
I'm gonna... So I'm waking up. As soon as I wake up, I'm grabbing my spear and stabbing that motherfucker. Like,
what? Yeah, Kenny, we won!
It was like, no!
I noddingly, I'm like, yeah.
Let him do it.
Face, just like,
do we
like every single part of his head down to his...
Like, I hold back David, I'm like, no. let this go.
All right, then I go
think
over
I'm,
the crystal.
I'm like, that's the angriest bard I've ever seen.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here.
Okay, I got to put on that leather armor now. So
four
I got
treasures. Babu. Loot him. Loot the bodies.
What if we find, what was Tyler's character's name?
Orky.
Yeah, what if we find Orky's head? Like, shrunk and
head. Maybe I'll wear the necklace if it gets us a power.
The only thing of value you see on him is his long spear.
I want to, like, drain his blood into the bag of holding.
All right. Make a reflex save.
Gotta handle acid, sir.
20.
Yeah, maybe you do, maybe you do.
All right. How much are you draining in there?
As much as he's got it left.
Okay.
Wait, you don't...
Oh, wait, does he have my quiver? He doesn't have my quiver of holding?
He does.
I take it.
Okay.
Yeah, he bled all over it, so
you have another bag to put
I give
blood
you
in besides
but I'm taking arrows for now.
Don't
I'll buy you some more.
And,
anything metal you put in there
quiver.
Will be going right into the, his blood.
And go ahead and erase bag of holding off of your character sheet.
Oh, destroyed it?
Yep.
Oh no, you can't try to stuff people in there anymore. God, that sucks so bad.
Mushroom!
What did he just do?
Mushroom! Shrooming!
Shroomers.
Don't worry, those are only worth 5,000 gold.
Those mushrooms are?
God, if I were still with Avatar, I would lose my mind right now.
Counting on that
one. What a waste of an investment!
Did you put the quiver in there, did you? Is that what happened?
No.
The demon blood.
I put the demon blood in there.
If you put the quiver in there, the whole healing you would have been pointless.
Yeah, that's true. The demon blood? What are you thinking?
Why did you want me to put the quiver in there?
Yeah, he's not very wise.
When you put two holding objects inside each other, it makes a rift in the universe and everybody dies.
Like, he's intelligent. But he's not wise. Yeah. So, like, while he's doing it, he's like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't do that. And like, it's too late.
I was going to use that as poison for my arrows. I was
but
like,
it oxidized the metal. Any metal thing you put in there is going to be.
But the quiver of holding is a
really
little.
Oh,
or not the quiver, but the.
When did you get a quiver of holding?
Okay,
I bought
what?
It in town.
The spear he has is considered masterwork. But it's. I mean, it's rather wicked looking. I don't know. You're going to have a hard time selling it to normal people.
Oh, yeah,
do I know why his blood destroyed the bag of holding?
Because it's acid would be the probably.
You can never. You could never put anything metal in there again.
It was a xenomorph.
I was going to use it for poison.
That's fine if you had something to contain it.
Because he goes, I want to put this on my dagger to poison him, and then dagger.
No, so I was going to dip my arrow in it.
And then your arrow would melt. You'd put it in there, and it'd come out when you do the feather part. I shouldn't have let you keep it.
What was that other leather armor we had? What was it called?
L-A-M-E-L-L-R.
Laminate armor.
Yeah, that's like laminated.
Is the crystal part filled up yet?
The crystal part is filled up, and in the front of it, there is a little slit, kind of like when you first walked in.
I go hungamonga, and I put the hungamonga in it.
Make a will thing.
Sheesh. It's an 8.
What, you finally fail a save? Even like hitting them all in the
Actually, you didn't need a too high one. As you say that and shove it in, you have like this vision in your head.
Will you
and
say that
like,
during sex next time, please?
And it's, and it's like you and the Hungamonga doing all these like weird adventure type things. And then like...
Well, like he's got his hand around the
It's kind of like a buddy...
They're
like
skipping through a meadow.
Yeah, it's kind of like a buddy comedy thing where you're like killing all these bad guys. It's like shows you saving the town, shows you meeting...
That's an awesome montage.
A girl with like really pale, scaled skin, green eyes, and blue hair that's like mermaidish. and then it all fades away and you see the dagger slide into the...
Not the
crystal,
mermaid, right?
No. The vision and everything goes like
this. Oh, okay, the vision's gone. It wasn't like that.
And you can cross off the Hungamonga off your list.
It's been so helpful.
And to know what you gave up, it was a +2 keen Hungamonga of undead bane.
Is that why I kept hitting one of the people who weren't?
Yep. And it was keen, so it had a higher crit range.
Oh.
And it was strong and thundered, so that's why they
Sink
gave but luckily,
you
gave it up.
Trashed
so we don't worry about
fucking
it.
Hey, we don't have to hear you say it three times anymore.
Yeah.
But at least you don't have to say it three times.
The crystal doesn't open or anything?
The crystal lights up and it kind of... And it slowly disappears.
You're both the savior and the bane of this party, is what it is. give me the best thing that I can get. Oh, I destroyed it. But I'll save your life. Oopsie.
I didn't
Let's
know this worth it.
Yes. You tackled the demon. You're going to get such a good song right about you.
Yeah.
You saved my life.
Tackled the demon, destroyed bag of holes,
beat it, and eaten it. You
well, and I gotta be honest. I'm glad that we had a possible universe-destroying item removed from. I will be honest.
I was worried about that.
Yeah, you had a quiver of holding and a bag of holding. That was like, yeah. Hey guys, I know how to end this boss fight.
It would be a suitable ending to always have.
That's
it with
true.
You, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we're losing this?
No,
we're
just like,
I'll lose this.
I guess we can take the last 45 minutes to reroll characters. As the world reforms at some point.
I thought that was going to be your god.
What?
So, the crystal kind of melts. Melts down. And you see, like, this winged... It looks lizardish, like a lizard man type thing.
Oh, God damn
but,
it.
But David, when you look at it, like your favorite enemy senses aren't like triggered at all. It's like it's nothing you've ever seen before, and you don't see it as a lizard creature.
Mm-hmm. I say hey.
What it is, it's
the second boss. This is
TPK. I got one hero point left. We're fine.
I got three.
I got
I'm
one.
A pretty awesome person. I haven't used them for anything.
I got the live off mine.
Yeah, I probably had the biggest waste of them ever. I haven't used one yet until.
So this, it's part serpent, part humanoid, and part dragon with great wings and a crown of horns. It is pure white with lavender eyes.
Hey, what's up?
Your parents must have gotten freaky.
Yeah. It kind of falls. It's in this like really elaborate robe that has like weird language that nobody knows. It's like beyond anybody's comprehension what it is. And it kind of falls down to one knee. And it doesn't say anything, but everybody hears in their head water.
I know what he is.
We didn't mean to like desecrate your shrine or anything by whizzing all over it.
Well, no, I know what he is. I mean, Tabit knows what he is.
Yeah, Tabit has the best idea, but he's like asking for water, and he's doing it. He's like communicating telepathically through
it. I give him my water skin.
Okay,
I hand him my water skin, and I bow.
It drinks it downs the whole thing.
I hold out the
bucket. I create water and hand him a humanoid again.
He doesn't do that. Are you giving him poison?
No. Don't be given. I swear to God. I swear to my God. Don't do that.
Okay.
It's going to be the first campaign where good players actually kill each other.
I don't think it's the first one that's ever done that. It looks at everybody and you hear it say thank you in your head. I've been stuck in there for so long. The Nagas imprisoned me there, and Malar was...
I stabbed him again.
Yes, that guy was...
There's not enough stabbing that I can stab that guy with.
Was made to be my guardian for the rest of its life.
Stab him again.
Who are you?
Do you need me to get you a sandwich or something?
She says,
I don't have 49 rations.
I am Ro. I am the one that used to be caretaker of this temple. I am the avatar of Hugh Quattle, thirdborn of the old gods.
Who are the other two?
So this is your god incarnate right here.
No.
Right?
No.
It's like a demigod-ish kind of thing.
He's above that, but he's not.
This is still a special opportunity for you.
You guys need to fucking bow.
Get into some good races here.
Okay.
You didn't help us in this fucking battle, so.
Yeah.
Now that you're free, what are you
doing? I'll give him a head nod.
He says, good. I need to rendezvous with the representatives of my brother gods for Quaddle, Sesquaddle, and the unnamed one.
Who's the unnamed one?
He's the unnamed one.
The one who's unnamed.
Can I give him a name?
I'm like, mind your tongue.
I'll name him David.
Money. I'm going to call him Money.
However, you all have proven your merit, and you need, and your prowess will be needed in the times to come in this world.
Okay, but more importantly, what was up with that Hungamonga? Can I get it back?
The Hungamonga was a portion of the of Hugh Quaddle's essence.
You're welcome.
You're welcome that I found it and took us here.
Represented his aspects of undead hating, of combat, and of course, as you know, David, tomfoolery.
Why did it cling to me?
The Hungamonga was attaches itself to a person that it liked. It was semi-intelligent.
Can I not have it back? I miss him.
and you can no longer have it back. No, his spirit, so you say, was used to free me from my captivity.
Oh.
So you
can...
If you put your Hungamonga back in captivity,
can I have him back?
Well worth it.
You can try.
Well,
so what about the crystals? What are they? What's their deal?
The crystals were originally Hugh Quaddle's representation in this world. They were corrupted by the Naga and the Abyssal Lords when they entered this world, when the Naga made their deal with them. It seems like you found out that they were using them as a communication device.
Oh, yeah. Can I tell? Is it her?
You can't tell or know if it matters okay. What you call it.
I ask,
androgynous, it's a prince-like being.
Yeah.
I ask it, I tell...
Yeah, that's all. What is your name?
I tell it about the images.
That's simple.
I tell it about the images I saw.
Did
yes.
you really write Purple Rain?
Yes.
It's amazing.
So...
It's got me laid so many times.
So these crystals are now pure now?
The crystals I will need to perform various purification rites.
Do you know anything about the images I saw? I tell them
the images you saw were the generals of the dragon that you saw.
Are they still alive?
The three that you saw are alive.
Wow.
They are all in Mortenberg as we speak.
What? You mean Mortenberg?
They're raising
Mortenberg?
Should we go back there or should we go to that priority?
You have already encountered forces of two of them.
We did?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Are you sure you're not thinking of
them? Sure.
You remember.
You're right. I've made all this up. Goodbye.
What's the meaning of life?
I'm just a homeless man that wandered in here.
Yeah. Now my true disguise. Yeah.
You get three questions.
What's
are you really the
name?
Person who's meaning life? Are you really the person who's meaning life?
Really?
Disguise
really?
Disguise yourself.
Wow.
Oh my god.
So what should we do? Should we do something for you?
You should prevent the creature from the vision that, the crystal that you saw from...
Which crystal?
All of them. Especially the dragon.
He looked tough.
Yeah.
We're kind of lazy.
He wasn't that tough for me.
I noticed he's tough, but,
why don't you help us? You're a demigod.
Quaddle has given me permission to grant you all a, bit of the bind.
Yeah.
What's that do?
And she hands out she reaches into her robe and pulls out it looks like a grape thing, but they're like weird colors.
I eat them all.
Food is yummy! I told you.
You made a good food.
Huey makes everything yummy.
As he's carving out that one, she makes enough for everybody.
Oh, okay.
I eat those too.
Like, no, mine! It's all mine!
Okay,
is there like a divination poisoning? I mean, really?
Yes, you're on divination.
You can watch
like calcium right poisoning, but...
Yeah.
And what this does, this will drain everybody of all their hero points, so go ahead and get rid of your hero points.
Hey, good thing we used them.
Yeah,
can I use
another one to get it wake back up?
Yeah, good thing I sat on three of those. And
now we're going to do... It's going to make you guys Tier 1 Mythic.
Oh, shit.
And Mythic is a new rule set that the Pathfinder people are making for more high adventurish type stuff. So you're going to be more akin to Hercules and Achilles and stuff.
We're going to put your gods in the mouth.
Yeah, so... basically, what it is it adds
it adds to our strength.
It adds, yeah, because
all that other crap that we lost for wisdom is gone now, too, right?
Yep, everybody get back to full everything.
Oh, yeah.
Not my extra, my con that I've.
Oh, no, your con is still down. That'll be.
I should have just not said anything.
Yeah, shut up. I actually got 18s and everything now, and a couple 20s. That's weird. So, kind of paperworky type stuff. When you become Mythic, you pick one stat, which is your like the attribute which you associate with being Mythic,
mm-hmm.
And that bonus to that is what you get. You get Mythic points for, which are basically hero points. Except for you can use them now to do special attacks. And then everyone's going to have to pick a Mythic class to play as, which is like a subclass to what you're already doing.
That sounds awesome.
Mythic, there's only 10 tiers, and it's a lot harder to rank up in that. You have to do 3 like lower Mythic things and then 1 high Mythic. And high Mythic is usually story-driven. The lower Mythic stuff is stuff like roll 3 crits in a row.
Do coke to a
kill X amount of guys in a day type stuff.
No.
So it's...
This is like achievements now that we have to do?
It's kind of like that, yeah.
I am completely okay with this.
Yeah. Sounds good. So,
what you do is you pick one of your stats, and then the bonus to that is how many times you get to use Mythic powers. So, like, if you have a plus... If you have, like, a high stat with, like, a plus 3, you'll get plus 3, that's, like, your
current
tier. Yep.
Okay.
So, if you...
You
want to
choose,
like,
whichever one has the highest bonus.
Yeah, obviously, you'd probably want to pick the highest.
And then
you get a plus 1 because you're tier 1.
Do we level up?
I'll give experience later. But you can probably assume that everybody went up to 4.
Because I get a level... I get an ability at level...
You just really want your badger. We get it.
No, I mean, like, I get a plus to one of my abilities.
I just wandered out of the woods. There's a badger!
Yeah.
The badger in the witness.
He's named everything Shivers.
And, and the other thing is, everybody has to, like Hercules and Achilles and Samson, everybody has a weakness.
Oh, no.
And everybody's going to have to choose.
Can
something.
It be tempted by women and having sex with them?
I'm
like, oh no, not again. I have no choice but 2.
Oh, as she's talking, the door to the temple will open up as well.
What's in those other rooms?
Yeah, we gotta go back
together. Yeah, you'll have to look at those too. So,
she doesn't know what's in that room?
We
missed one room.
It's a mosaic of how the Naga trapped the dragons under... into a deep slumber.
Okay.
So
are you taking this temple back over?
I will cleanse this temple.
How long is that going to take?
Excellent.
So we can't turn this into an inn, in other words.
I
would prefer
you're goddamn right you can't turn it into an inn.
Can I set an inn up outside so people can stay?
No. I'll allow a concession stand. That is it.
I was thinking about turning into an inn, but it was really creepy.
So
it had to be like a fantasy.
So for your abilities on your back, back of your page, you might want to write like Mythic and draw a line, and this is what you're going to get to start out with.
Oh.
You get the Mythic power.
Okay.
Which is what I was talking about, whatever ability you want to associate with it, plus your Mythic tier, which is 1.
Okay, I guess I don't understand. There's no bonus to that particular thing that we're getting right now. There's
no,
just
this,
that we can, if we have whatever we decide is our mythic.
Yeah, but then every day, then unlike hero points, which refresh like every time you level,
mm-hmm.
mythic powers refresh every day, every 24
okay.
hours.
So I can do some really fast shit with my...
Yeah, like what I had Dustin
decks.
Do with him.
Can write an
album
in an
D6
hour.
to his die roll, you can do that.
I can play like the fastest flute ever.
Alright. Get...
solo.
You get a mythic feat, which I'll show you guys what that is. You get the ability hard to kill. So now, in order to kill you guys, it has to be double your constitution score.
God damn, I'm glad I made it through this.
and you guys automatically stabilize when you hit 0 points.
Oh,
so you don't have to roll for that anymore. But you still can bleed out if like someone threw a bleed on you. Alright, now...
Was that a mythic feat, or what?
That's just the skill you get called hard to kill.
Okay.
Alright, then mythic flaw. Every character has to have a flaw.
Let's all make it the exact same thing.
I was thinking about making you guys all weak to cold iron, just to make it easy and to kind of throw a little story element-ish thing in there. It's kind of weird.
I think David should be, if the real truth of whatever happens to that guy's wife ever were to come out, that would be his weakness.
So the examples
mean
they
dragon,
give
dragon?
Are...
Drago or whatever.
Dependency, select one specific food or drink other than water.
I could kill you guys if I needed to.
If you don't ingest that selected food or drink at least once per day, you
alcohol
powers.
Alcohol.
Yeah. High five on that one.
Yes.
Elemental vulnerability means that you select acid, cold, electricity, or fire. You take double damage from that, and you can't ever save from it. Furious Rage. Whenever you get score a critical hit, or whenever you're hit by a critical hit or intimidated, you go into a rage.
What's wrong with that?
I think it's more of a bonus, sort of. Is it like normal Barbarian Rage?
Yeah, except for you're not fatigued.
Yeah. You could do like double rage, Mike. I'm going to, like, Ultra Rage.
These are feats that you're reading.
But you don't get any bonuses to your strength or constitution.
Oh, so you just have an AC?
Yeah.
What's it what's it?
It's basically a minus. It's like a minus tier AC.
And these are... The ones I'm listing off are just examples. You don't have all of these.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I stopped writing.
Faster,
yeah.
Man,
I was gonna look them up. I stopped writing.
Wait. Which ones do we have that we?
Well, you're supposed to choose.
Oh wait, these are all the.
These are your choices.
These are flaws you're talking about.
Yeah, these are flaws. That
oh, dependency on alcohol.
Dependency on alcohol.
Obviously. Reminds me of the.
Let me know you want that gold steel thing. I'll go with the story if you want to do it that way.
Oh yeah, I'm fine with that too.
Yeah, I think doing the cold iron thing would be better story wise to connect everything together. I think.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That's
but we should make a pact. As soon as we see someone cold iron, we need to pounce on that guy.
So
focus fire.
So after everyone gets done eating, they turn to Lance and just kill him.
Aww.
That's
true, just like Batman.
I do have one.
Like Batman, we have a plan for everything.
Well, the
should I not be the one that has that dependent or that?
No, wow. I think we will have everybody with cold iron.
We demand you
so
break.
So go ahead and put that as your mythic flaw for everybody.
Sure. So,
yeah.
But I've got one. I feel like maybe I should be the one who is the only one who's not.
We demand you break it.
No. Why? I've got one. Why would I have one if I didn't like it?
I don't know, I feel demonic being technically musical
you,
and on
technically, as long as you don't hit yourself with it, you'll be fine.
That's true.
But the negative for that is...
Alright, I'll accept it.
Whenever there's a critical hit against you, when someone hits you with cold iron, it's automatically confirmed.
Yeah.
It's the crit rate to hit you is increased by 1. And the crit damage is also increased by 1. Mm-hmm. So if, Mike hits somebody with his war axe times 3, it'll be times 4 damage.
Ouch.
What happened?
Everybody has a
weakness. Or
a weak
to
cold
iron. And it gets, like, basically quadruple damage. Unless, whatever the double crit rate is.
That's what we're taking as our flaw.
Yeah.
I tried to talk
GPK.
Him out of me
so,
having that flaw.
I just wanted to be like a flaw,
wait,
like
are we demons then?
Awkward
no,
in social
no,
situations.
Like,
couldn't that be my flaw? Just awkward social situations.
It doesn't like hurt to touch it or something, does it?
No, no. It's just when it's. Yeah,
I'd still be super paranoid.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'd drop it on my foot.
Yeah,
that's scary. I mean,
I don't
want to
botch near that thing.
All right, so the
yeah,
mythic.
Right.
I'm just gonna fuck with everyone.
The mythic classes, and we can go over this in more detail later.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
The mythic classes. No one's a caster, so I'll archmage. It was probably useless for everybody.
I'll be a mage.
It'd be funny if we see Crow on the way out. We're all demigods now.
Yeah,
what are
sucks
you?
For you.
Get away from me, lowly humanoid.
What, you're tier zero?
Yeah, should have talked twice about that now.
Champion is one. Unparalleled in combat, the champion stands triumphant on the battlefield, surrounded by bruised and broken foes. That's more like warrior type. Guardian, that's like pally type. None can get past an impervious guardian. None can threaten what this devout hero protects.
So we need to decide on one of these classes.
Yeah.
Can you email me this PDF that you have, or is that...
Yeah, I can share this on Google Plus.
But
Drive?
Google Drive, yeah. Well, it's free.
Okay.
I can show it to you. Yeah, I mean, you might be able to download it still from Azeo. It was free.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. I mean, this is just a play test.
Yeah,
so
I think the actual book doesn't come out until like August or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, so stuff might change. I just want to test it out because it sounded fun.
No, it sounds definitely fun.
Sounds interesting.
The cleric one is Herophet. Drawing on the power that goes beyond the gods, the Herophet is an inviolable vessel for the divine. What were you going to ask, David?
What's the ranger one?
They don't have a ranger. I think you're supposed to either pick a champion or...
you can pick a mythic badger.
Bard?
Bard, the example they give is Marshal. Inspire, inspiration, and courage make the Marshal the greatest leader, capable of leading troops to victory over any challenge.
That sounds fun.
That's the demigod she wants to join her party.
It's like a
then,
lead singer band.
The last,
yeah, kind of.
Matter
like a freaking
general. And then
general
there's
like
trickster. Skill, training, and savvy make the trickster the master of the impossible. Define unbeatable obstacle and trap, tricking the wise and hitting unattainable targets.
Is the cleric one cool?
Yeah, and then there's like special features. Because what you use your mythic points for is to use... like your class specific abilities. So, like, I'll give the example of the champion.
Okay. Yeah, if you can put that on Google Plus, I'll
choose
one. It'll be easier to go over the number crunchy things later. So, okay. But while we're here, let's go back to that other room.
But yeah, we can go over all that stuff. So,
is there anything else we need to do with. Lady, thank you for.
For the grapes.
For the kick-ass grapes.
Lady, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Lady. Thank you for the grapes.
I don't know what your gender is, but thank you, lady.
Yeah.
You're such a helpful person. You're a lady.
Can I have my water skin back, lady?
Yeah, Kenny throws his spear at her.
Now it's time to die.
Yeah, I've been a double agent this entire time.
It'll be hard because she got a lot of spells I've never heard.
Yeah. Comment with her.
She cast implosion on you.
You don't feel too good.
See what that does.
No. I give her a hug. Thank you.
Thanks, lady. I ate all your grapes.
Thank
I ate
you.
Your grapes.
All right, so...
I ask if she has any... Do you have any arrows?
Are we going to
no.
see you? Are we going to see you again?
You may see me again.
I'm going to be hanging out here? Can we just come back
I'll
and ask for...
Yeah, I'll be here cleansing this place for a while, I assume. The taint is...
Do you need help?
They're like a Monday through Friday, like 9
yeah,
to
5.
Yeah,
I offered to help her, if I can. Seeing as I am...
You already did in Mortenburg.
Yeah, the general over there, I guess. Yeah, fuck that priory. Let's just go back down.
You know, time to Mortenburg.
Maybe
all right.
We rebuilt that.
So, we're leaving. We're going to go back to that room that we didn't see. Let's get that cranked out before we...
Yeah. Wait, what's the... I guess we're all followers of this god now, aren't we?
Okay, if you want, you don't have to.
What I feel weird doing all this shit for him. And he also made me a god. I guess I should follow him.
No, just me.
Okay, do I get lavender eyes if I start following him? No.
I'm still agnostic. I'm not sure if the gods exist.
I'm not sure if this guy
exists. I don't know, but I should
look
fucking awesome.
Gorum is the only god. I say that, like, really quiet into my breath.
The Ubercore.
Gorum is the only god. Hellquad.
I know, I like the other deities that were in this. I don't know.
What's in here?
Where deities here are different.
Yeah, they're neat, but.
Yeah. Are my spider shoes working again yet?
Within 24 hours?
Yes.
I'm with David.
I can't tell time.
I don't know, you guys coming too?
Oh, yeah, I'm coming. What was the.
Is he going to stick there by the guy? Like,
yeah,
hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Like that creepy another friend that's a little too, like, in the
sure,
dark.
You don't need any help?
Like
yeah.
A follower. Yeah, sure. Oh, it's so awesome that you're here. You're such an awesome person. That's what.
Maybe we can hang out.
I don't know a lot of demigods, but you, my friend.
Hey, do you like booze? How about some booze?
Those places,
you know those crystals? These are awesome. Yeah. Have you snorted them yet?
Okay, so yeah, this room is kind of disintegrates when you touch it.
It's like a one dead end room that we didn't go to.
Yeah, this room has a completely ash covered on the floor. You still see a mosaic along the walls. It shows the Naga enslaving all of Dragonkind and placing into crystal prisons.
So it would have told us some foreshadowing.
Yeah, the Naga then seem to place them in various parts of the world, while the smaller ones seem to be broken down and using the magic answers. The smaller ones, I mean like the younger dragons.
Right. Anybody want to try to walk in there?
You're dead.
I'm not going in first.
You're going everywhere.
Well, you're
going
in first.
We're half gods now. We're going there. No. The ground is
scared. You're getting scared now.
All right.
It's real ass.
I somersault in.
Wada wada! It's this, but pretend it's fire.
Oh. Okay.
So out of the ash, you kind of burst up like a fiery humanoid.
We got a fire elemental now? Let's beat the shit out of this. This is nothing.
That's weird that the symbol had an elemental of each type except for air.
What? There was an earth one.
Yeah, why wasn't there an air one?
Because we killed it as soon as we came in. We breathed it in.
There's
going.
Room.
Oh, crap.
Alright, we need to go through them.
It's treasure that does not
start.
Concern
everyone's
us.
Gonna perceive each wall, every stone, until we find
we're
a
gonna take it. Wait, hold on, we'll be back. We're gonna go perceive a bunch of stuff.
Fuck it, let's kill this bastard.
Yeah,
we don't even need to worry about
11
anymore.
Minutes, so let's do it.
Roll initiative?
Yeah. Yep. Alright, what's. I need to know what my AC is with that leather
18.
Armor. Was it plus 4?
Three is leather.
She will identify it's going to be plus 5.
Ooh,
oh,
shit.
Plus 5 AC bonus?
Yeah, because it's a plus 1.
Yeah, see?
What is the max dex?
Getting oxidized is the best thing to have in you.
Dex is...
Got rid of that old shitty armor
right.
You need.
You know, I'm such a hoarder, I always kept everything. This lovely weird dragon lady.
Dragon lady!
She's
anything.
A dragon lady.
I feel bad about making
really
fun of dragon language in front of her.
I was really looking forward to making this into an inn. That's kind of sad to me. I like that whole idea.
I think
so.
We
it's 85 deck.
Just shake my
four.
Head. Disgust.
I wanted a home gig. I wanted a place to.
Check
yeah,
I'm in. I'm in with
one.
You on that,
dude.
Yeah. David.
This is like the suite. We'll call it the Mercury room.
Yeah,
this will
exactly.
Be the crystal room.
This is not even funny!
Plus the speed is 30-20, right?
There's yeah, like an earth room.
I mean, it doesn't matter because I can answer.
Yeah, perfect.
Anyway.
Yeah, I guess that you could do...
fantasy suites. Is what, unfortunately, yeah. Well, this would be the lounge.
Oh, we could have a subway right over here.
Yay! You were looking to do that.
Yeah, I did open a subway in one place. Where why what? I think I said I kick open the door and open a Subway franchise.
Yeah.
Eat fresh, bigger.
Eat stale. But they didn't let him.
Even though
those
it was a 20.
Hey, he's an ICM, but yeah. You gotta roll 40 for that.
I still want to go to Subway on the top of a haunted keep.
I mean, this is gonna be bad to say, but you know, there's going to be some places that are broken and razed in Mortenburg when we get back.
Subways.
Easy to make. There'll be a vacuum for us to fill.
Yeah, that's true.
See, that's now good. Just leave this place alone.
Yeah. You guys remember
right?
What already happened in Mortenburg?
Yeah, the place was already pretty much destroyed, so I guess they destroyed the rest of it.
Anything.
So wait, were they just?
You remember? Do you remember what I said to you?
I'm pretty sure I have an idea. I mean, am I allowed? Is it cool if I say?
Yeah, you can tell them.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
I'm pretty sure two of the generals are. One of them's the leader of the Wolverines, and the other's the leader of the other guys.
The Obsidian Tigers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's two of the generals. I don't know what the third one is. I'm gonna guess it's that guy's wife.
This is.
Oh my god. I knew he was lying!
So, this is out of character, but Wolverines, really? Is this what, Red Dawn?
Kind of, except for they're evil.
Oh,
okay. Actually, there was a book that just had random ways to make names, and that came up. I was like,
I just use a website to generate all the names for my campaign.
Alright, let's kill this fucking thing so we can get this done. We gotta.
Oh, yeah, we
did.
Well, he's gotta go, and we. Yeah, this isn't. This is.
I feel like we're gonna smoke this guy.
Yeah, we.
I know I'm funny.
Right,
he's got
water.
Come on.
Yeah.
I nailed all the elementals except for Earth and the air one, which we're back and fine.
You got some water. You can create some water and put this bitch out.
There's that room with a pond right behind you.
Yeah, we can 19. Eat him out. I rolled 19 as well, so I guess I'll go after David.
Go.
23.
What? Fuck off.
So
hey,
first.
See, improve initiative.
Into the room.
Improve initiative.
Back here still.
See, improve initiative. It's good.
Alright, so I go first?
Yep.
Alright, I'm blasting in here.
I smell smoke.
There.
I smell rage.
You're probably gonna kill
well, I just suddenly had an instinct to roll initiative, so I just know where to battle. Alright, yeah, so I just bash them with my crush them with my great axe here. Should have maybe added some accuracy to that.
Oh, you sure can. Go ahead and roll 1d6 if you're going to use your mythic stuff.
Wait, so what do I do for that?
So mythics, well, I'm going to assume you're going to use strength.
Yeah, so is that what these five
so
points are?
Yeah, so you at one point you roll 1d6, and whatever that is, you add to your to hit bonus.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to matter. I'm pretty low still, I'm not going to use it.
No, okay.
Yeah, it's still going to be a super pretty low number.
Okay.
But how low?
Dude, I rolled 5.
Oh, that's probably an elemental.
Okay.
That'd be 13. Alright, whatever, I'll just roll it.
I'm gonna hit it.
Alright, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah. So,
I knew it all along.
13.
Yeah, he killed it.
It was just a little spark.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna burn you! Poof!
Never mind. Anything else in this room?
I'm gonna.
Go. Cool?
I'm walking around this place looking for the Wendy. Wendy.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Yeah.
Take 20s
we
on this
start
show.
A Wendy's.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Let's proceed
Wendy.
Per foot. Per 5 feet. Per 5 foot square.
I'm heroic. I see everything. Or mythic.
Like
do we find anything?
Nope.
There's no. Oh, there isn't.
You take a 20 and go through the whole place, and 3 days later, you.
3 days later, Mortenburg's leveled.
We take a.
I go outside. Are you out here, Wendy?
Yeah, we take.
Well,
we can ask her. We ask
Wendy.
Her.
She's
so
like,
is there?
Yeah.
Another, why is there? Well, why is there no Wendy?
I killed that bitch right away. Like right when she entered.
She says she doesn't know, but she assumes that Mallard might have killed it.
Or we can't see it.
Or it might have got out when you opened the door.
Oh, man. How are you going to catch wind? You know what I mean?
Can't
it's gone.
It.
It's gone.
All right, I'm all of a sudden run to before. Gone with the wind. Wait, let's rest before we go. Let's say we all sleep.
Let me do experience real quick.
I know that it's getting leveled, but yeah, I do need some rest actually to get back.
We all rest.
Rage.
For...
Yeah, everybody will be at full everything next time.
Hey, whatever. You'll have all your spells?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.